AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast. Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlemagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, April 18th, goes to former NBA player Jontay Porter. The reason I say former is because yesterday we found out that he got banned from the NBA for life. After an investigation reveals he violated league gambling rules. Let's go to ESPN for the report, please.
The NBA has leveled a lifetime ban on the Toronto Raptors' Jontay Porter for his involvement in gambling. The league's investigation found everything from limiting his own participation in games, sharing confidential information with known bettors, and betting on as many as 13 NBA games himself, including betting the Toronto Raptors to lose. And I think even more damning for the NBA is that this remains an open investigation. The league has turned over their findings to federal authorities. This may not be the end of this probe, but Jontay Porter leveled with a lifetime ban from Commissioner Adam Silver today.
Now, let me put this in perspective, paint the picture. Jontay Porter is 24 years old. He wasn't a star in Toronto, probably would have never been a star, but according to the Toronto Raptors, they had high hopes for him and felt that eventually he would have developed into a solid backup center for Toronto. The Raptors said if he would have stayed healthy, he would have probably been back with the organization. They said he provided some defensive mobility, was an adequate passer for a backup big man, and had some floor spacing ability. The Raptors said it's entirely possible he could have landed a minimum contract worth about $2.1 million. Now, the NBA, right? Let's talk about the NBA for a second. It's such an exclusive club. Do you know how many things in your life have to go right for you in order to make it to the NBA? Number one, genetics. Okay, you have to hit the lottery in the genetic gene pool in order for the NBA to be a possibility. Jontay Porter is 6'10". I did some research, and by research, I mean Google. 5'8 is the worldwide average among men in regards to height. 6'10 is so rare that it's literally one in a million. One in a million people are 6'10. And if you're 6'10 and never played any type of basketball, then your nickname should be Top Shelf, okay? Because that's all you're good for. Getting stuff off the top shelf. Your height is one in a million, so God gave you a physical gift that you really can't do much with other than play basketball. If you're 6'10 and never played basketball, you're just a Twizzler, okay? Long for no damn reason. And you look pretty stupid doing anything else. When you 6'10, okay, coconut long boy, and people see you anywhere else other than a basketball court, they just assume something went wrong. Okay, you're just too tall to do anything. You're too tall to be a mechanic. You're too tall to be a software developer. You wouldn't be able to sleep well on a flight, okay, if your pilot was 6'10. Can you imagine if you saw a 6'10 pilot? All right, daddy long legs would drive you crazy, okay, thinking about what is he doing with his legs in that cockpit. I'm just trying to explain to you how rare being 6'10 is, okay? One in a million. And then just to make it to the NBA, there's only 560 players in the NBA. Think about how few that is, okay? Think about how rare it is to make it to the league. 560 players, only 1.2% of college players make it from college to the NBA. So usually the path is college to the NBA, and look how difficult that is. Jonte Porter's path was even more difficult, okay? He did one season at Missouri, was named to the 2018 SEC All-Freshman Team, won SEC Sixth Man of the Year, tore both his ACL and MCL in a scrimmage game, missed his sophomore season while rehabbing the injury, still decided to enter his name into the 2019 NBA draft, and God blessed him with an opportunity to, get signed by the Grizzlies. He went undrafted, but he got signed by the Grizzlies in 2020. But he didn't play while rehabbing from the ACL. The Grizzlies re-signed him to a multi-year contract. He ended up getting waived, then spent time in the G League, then signed a two-way deal with the Raptors. You know, when he played for the Grizzlies, he made $2.3 million over three seasons. Do you hear how difficult it was for him to make it to the NBA? And he's not even the first in his family to do it. That's how you know it's kind of destiny, right? His brother, Michael Porter Jr., NBA world champion for the Denver Nuggets, averages 16-7 this year, got a five-year, $179 million contract. So Jonte has a blueprint for this, okay? There is a role model for him in all of this. All he had to do was continue to do what he's been doing, which is work. You've been working hard your whole entire life, working hard to get to a certain point, only to blow a potential multi-million dollar opportunity for $10 an hour. But that's all he got. He got $21,000 was the payout, right, from the gambling. So $21,000 a year, that's about $10 an hour. Jonte, if you was old on your last legs in the league, you done played about 13, 14 seasons, I would be like, whatever. I might even understand. But you 24 in a league where you don't even have to do much to get paid nowadays except be tall. And now you're about to be in this world tall for no damn reason. Just out here looking like you're ready to kidnap clouds because you got banned from the NBA for life. Now, salute to Bonzi Wells and Rasheed Wallace. They were talking about this situation on the Rasheed and Tyler show, and they absolutely gave Jonte the credit he deserves for being stupid. So let's hear it.
In the words of Charlemagne the God, he got donkey.
It's tough.
He's a donkey. That was
he motherfucking hall.
Life is about choices, y'all. Okay? Destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. I tell y'all this all the time. One poor choice can ruin everything. And he made a poor choice.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Well deserved.
Yes, indeed.
Donkey Today is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.